Should Sabbath breakers be stoned? Had this man's sin been permitted to pass unpunished, others would have been demoralized, and as the result, many lives must eventually have been sacrificed. The mixed multitude that came up with the Israelites from Egypt professed to have renounced idolatry and to worship the true God, but they were more or less corrupted with idolatry and irreverence. They leavened the camp with idolatrous practices and murmurings against God. Soon an instance of Sabbath violation occurred. The Lord's announcement that he would disinherit Israel had roused a spirit of rebellion. One of the people, angry at being excluded from Canaan and determined to show his defiance of God's law, ventured upon the open transgression of the fourth commandment by going out to gather sticks upon the Sabbath. During the sojourn in the wilderness, the kindling of fires upon the seventh day had been prohibited. The prohibition was not to extend to the land of Canaan, but in the wilderness, fire was not needed for warmth. This was a willful and deliberate violation of the fourth commandment, a sin of presumption. The case was brought by Moses before the Lord, and the direction was given, "The man shall be surely put to death, all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp." The sins of blasphemy and willful Sabbath breaking received the same punishment, being equally an expression of contempt for the authority of God. Many who reject the Sabbath as Jewish urge that, if it is to be kept, the penalty of death must be inflicted for its violation. But blasphemy received the same punishment as did Sabbath breaking. Though God may not now punish the transgression of his law with temporal penalties, yet in the final judgment death is the portion of those who violate his sacred precepts. During the entire 40 years in the wilderness, the people were every week reminded of the Sabbath by the miracle of the manna. Yet God declares through his prophet, "My Sabbaths they greatly polluted." And this is enumerated among the reasons for the exclusion of the first generation from the promised land. The period of their desert sojourn being ended, the people abode in Kadesh. Here Miriam died and was buried. From that scene of rejoicing on the shores of the Red Sea to the wilderness grave which ended a lifelong wandering, such had been the fate of millions who with high hopes had come forth from Egypt. Sin had dashed from their lips the cup of blessing. Would the next generation learn the lesson?